Go in peace. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Go in peace. We're going to speak about peace in a few minutes. But before we come to that, we'll continue with our narrative here. And while he was speaking, people came from the synagogue leader's house and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" Remember when we left Jairus in this wee story? He had a sense of, Jesus is coming. The problem's huge. I'm distraught, but Jesus is going to fix it. Well, it went from bad to worse, didn't it? People came and told him his daughter had died. You're in the crowd, you're looking at his face. Look at Jairus' face. The expression must have been horrendous. A broken man. Remember, he was on his knees a wee while that. But you see, I'm going back to the patience bit just for a minute. Remember, we started this, I talked about, am I waiting? I think Jairus was probably, he threw all caution to the wind, his position, his status, anything, didn't matter who. He went begging. Jesus is coming. Right, let's go. Well, there was no buses or taxis in those days, so they had to walk. Right? And he thought, well, I don't know how long it was to get to his house, but what I do know, he would want to get there quite quick, don't you? I think that. And here's a woman wanting healed in the meantime. To hold the parade up. He must have, I mean, I'm sure he didn't want the woman to suffer, but he's concerned about his daughter. Jesus is coming. He must have said, come on, Jesus, let's go. We'll see her on the way back. But Jesus didn't do that. I probably didn't speak like that, but it must have been who he said. It must have been, come on, get to my house, save my daughter. But Jesus got held up in the way. And when they did start to go again, the bad news, the daughter had died. How sad. How sad. Keeping one eye on Jesus. Jesus overheard what was said, this is verse 36. And he told the synagogue leader, don't be afraid. Only believe. Only believe. Do you know what? When we started this story, Jesus was believing. You ever been in that position? You believe God. And all of us, it doesn't work out the way you want God to do it. In fact, it seems to get worse. And you've got to pull yourself up. Jesus knew how to believe. And Jesus just reminded him. And sometimes he thinks he's got to, well, for me, I'll speak for me. He's got to remind me, just believe. Because sometimes you go through things and you think, oh, can it get any worse? But here it does. And that's what happened to poor Jairus. He didn't let anybody accompany him except Peter, James and John, James his brother. And they came to the leader's house and he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing. He went in and said, why are you making such a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead but asleep. They laughed at him. He put them all outside. He took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered to where the child was. He took the child by the hand. You know, there's six people got into this room. That's all. We're not. We've left the crowd. We're now flies on the wall, and we're in the room. Okay, you're watching. Keep watching. We're flies on the wall, and you see, he took the child by the hand, and he said to her, "Talitha cum," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." I was thinking this morning about those words. And you know, it's great to read words like that, isn't it? But you don't know the tone in which they were said. How do you think Jesus spoke those words to her? By a command of authority? Or was he a gentle speaking, little girl, I say to you, get up. That's our Lord. Sometimes, you know, the Lord's got to pull me up short. But sometimes he's quite gentle with me, and I'm pleased about that. And I'm sure you can all confess to that. But we don't know his tone, but I think, but you're watching. You go into the room, and before you see the healing happen, it is a healing, isn't it? Death to life. Before you see that happen, You see the faces of mum and dad, sad and distraught. We all know what a sad face looks like, especially a bereaved parent. It's very sad. But we're flies in the wall. And Jesus does what he does. Can you see their faces changing now? They're one of amazement. I can see the smile come down their faces. An unbelieving smile. Amazement. This is what Jesus does. He changes our circumstances. He can make dark things light. And he did it for mum and dad in that room. And I think that's terrific. Has he ever done that for you? Of course he has.